husband doesn't even like anything, you know. You know, they make manure.
Yeah.
And my husband will not eat that manure, you know.
So you never make it, huh?
No, no, we don't have manure. He doesn't eat it out. He doesn't even come near it.
Your accent is really good. Do you speak Spanish?
I learned how to speak Spanish early because my brother, as I told you, my brother was crippled from the time I was born. And my mother could not take care of me. And they had a woman come just to take care of me. And her name was Jesus.
Oh.
And they had just come. It was a family who lived in Isleta. And they had just come from Mexico. And she did not speak English. And she took care of me full time because my mother had to take care of my brother. And so I learned how to speak Spanish before I spoke English. But then as I grew older, I forgot. I can't speak Spanish very well now. But I think a lot of the, maybe the pronunciations.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. So you never heard of head cheese?
I've heard of it, but I don't know. I don't know just, that's what that is, isn't it?
Yeah. But I never knew what it was. I always thought it was a type of cheese, but it's
no,
not.
No, I knew, but I've stayed away from it.
I would too. Okay, there. If you have a liquid and you want to get a solid out of the liquid, you do what to the liquid?
Strain it or strain it?
Yeah. And a milk that is watered down.
Curdled?
Well, it's good milk to drink, but it's like watered down, it's thin.
Oh. Oh, skim milk?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, is that the same as Blue John? Have you ever heard of Blue John?
I think so, because skim milk is almost blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Milk that's just beginning to turn is called what?
Sour milk.
Okay. There's a milk product that comes in a tub, and it has curds in it. It's called...
Is that butter? No, no.
No, it's nothing that you spread. Sometimes people eat it with fruit.
Oh, I know what that is.
A lot of times you find it with pears.
Mm-hmm. I don't think what it is.
I like to put it in tomatoes.
It's not sour cream.
No, it's not smooth. It has
curds, huh?
Curds, yeah.
It's not cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And what's
I love cottage cheese.
Oh, I do too. It's really good. What's a bread made with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay, and how do you make it?
Well, I think you use some cornmeal and you also use flour in it, and then you use, I think you use soda. Is that what you're asking for?
Well, do you bake it inside the oven?
Oh, in the oven, yes.
Because some people make their cornbread on top of the stove.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that?
No, and I hardly ever make cornbread because we just don't eat it.
Do you put it in a pan or a skillet?
In a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I would maybe a cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grease it in a baking pan and put the cornbread in that.
Have you ever seen a cornbread that is like shaped like a hockey puck, about this big, and you make it on top of the stove?
Mm-mm.
Like you put hot water in the cornmeal and you mix it up and then you form it into patties. And of course the cornmeal gets all over your hands. It's really messy. Mm-hmm. But then you stick them in hot oil in the pan. Not a lot of hot oil, but you put hot oil in the pan and you
fry it. So you more brown it.
Yeah, basically.
Instead of baking it.
And it sort of has a tough outer covering, but it's soft inside.
Are those hash puppies?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if people do call them hush puppies or not.
I think something like that is called a hush puppy. But you know, we don't eat any of those. So.
Okay.
But I don't know, unless it is something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be a hush puppy. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
A bread made with wheat is?
Wheat bread.
Okay. And what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm.
The leavening agent, whatever they use.
Mm-hmm.